Love listening to Cara's podcast. So informative, and the podcast is a true reflection of her unique style. Keep up the good work. That was a review left by JackFrost0216. Thank you so much. I so appreciate every review that's left for me. I read them all and I love hearing what you think of the podcast. And I just want to let you know that every review that's written for the podcast helps other people find it. Other people like you that are looking to get daring with their decor. So if you haven't left me a review, I would really appreciate if you would just take 1 minute. That's all it will take. Just scroll down to where it says write a review and leave me a written review. It would mean the world. And I may be reading your review on a future episode. So once again, thank you so much, JackFrost0216, for leaving that review for me. Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. Happy New Year. I hope you had an amazing New Year and break over Christmas. And I hope you're raring to go and smash 2024 with your daring decor. So today's episode is all about planning. I know that sounds boring, but I feel that it is so necessary when you're doing any kind of makeover or decorating in your home. To plan for it makes such a difference. It's so important before you even think about picking up a paintbrush. From my own experience, I'm actually in the process of going through my home again, making over each room. I'm nearly at the end now. Well, so nearly at the end. I've got 2.5, but also our kitchen diner when we do the extension. But the reason why I've had to go through them all again. I mean, obviously people do redecorate and you did need redecorating, but I definitely made some major changes the second time around, all because I missed a few steps out when it came to planning the first time around. Another reason why it's really good to plan is because it will give you more confidence. It can eradicate mistakes at the planning stage, which is the best time to eradicate them. Now, I know we'll still make mistakes when we're decorating. That's fine. That's how we learn. But if we can eradicate things at the planning stage too, that will also save us time, save us money, save us stress. So it is so important. So get yourself a pen and paper to take some notes. So the first thing to think about is, what do you require from the room? That makes me think of the Room of Requirements in Harry Potter. I need to watch all the Harry Potter films again. It's been a while since I watched them and they're so good. So what do you and your family actually want and require from the room? Think about this before you even start anything. For example, do you want it to be a social place? If so, you need to think about seating arrangements, how much or how little seating that you've got. You need to think about tables, for example, for drinks. If people are sitting there, you need to have somewhere for them to put their drinks. When I did my living room the first time around, it was like a long room that went from the front to the back of the house. And we bought our old sofa from the old house, And it wasn't, it didn't really, I mean, it didn't fit in the old house brilliantly either, but it was quite big. And it ended up just being put all along the one wall for the whole length of the room. So when anybody came round, they were sitting over the other side of the room along the same wall as we were. So everybody was leaning forward and, you know, looking to the side to see each other and to speak to each other. So it was just terrible when it came to, you know, being sociable. And I spent years trying to think of ways to get over this. And the only way that I could come up with in the end, because the room, you know, room was fairly narrow. So the only way I could come up with in the end was to actually partition it off. And that's what we actually did. We've still got the other part as a note. Well, it's Andy's storage room at the moment, but we've still got the other part ready to knock through to the kitchen. Anyway, that's a story for another episode. But as I said, because we wanted it to be a social space, it was terrible. So the second time round when we did it, I really thought about this, and we had a corner sofa. So if people come round, they can sit on the other side of the corner and you can look at each other and have a conversation. And I also put a chair by itself, a swivel chair, so somebody else could sit there and join in, or they could swivel it and turn to watch the TV if they wanted to. So it had a dual purpose. So when I say think about what you're going to be doing in the room and what you want from the room, these are the kinds of things that I mean. Also, things like storage. Do you need storage in the room? Do you want the storage to be freestanding? Do you want it to be fitted? Do you want it to be hidden? What kinds of things do you need to store in the room? You know, so what size storage will you need? Also think about things like electrics. Where will you need sockets? Are you having a lamp? And by the way, if this is your living room, you need a lamp. You need 8 lamps. I think I've got 8 lamps in my living room. It makes it so cozy. So think about where you're going to need sockets for lamps. Think about things like if you need USB ports for your phone. All these things, think about at the planning stage, because it's so much easier than having to move sockets around and everything once you've decorated. So think about that too. Another thing, for example, is do you want the room for comfort? Do you want it to be comfortable? If it's in your office, for example, you don't want a hard, uncomfortable chair that's going to hurt your back if you're sitting in your office for hours. So you need to make sure that your office chair suits being able to sit in it for a long time. Or you can get nowadays, you know, the desks that you can make higher or lower, so it gives you the opportunity to stand up as well as you're working, to stretch your legs. So think about these kinds of things. For example, in your living room, I presume you want it to be comfortable, as I do. So think about, you know, what's your sofa like? How comfortable is it? What kind of material is it made out of? What kind of flooring are you going to have? You're going to have, you know, a comfy soft carpet. We've got LVT, which is luxury vinyl tiles. So it's not as hard and cold as a normal tile. It's quite soft and warm. And then we've got a rug as well. So think of all those kinds of things. So the next thing to think about is what kind of mood and ambience you want to create in the room. For example, do you want it to be a calm space, or do you want it to be an energized space? So if you want to relax, then there's no good having lots of tech, lots of hard chairs, lots of bright, bright colours, because you're just not going to relax in that kind of environment. So obviously, as I mentioned before about the comfort, if you want to relax, you want somewhere comfortable. You want somewhere that's got a relaxing colour scheme. So you need to match the colour to the mood that you want to create. For example, green is a harmonious and peaceful colour, so that would be a really good colour to have in your living room. If you want productivity in your office, blue or yellow is a good colour. And if you want to find out a little bit more about colour psychology, there's a little bit about it in my free home colour palette guide. So go and grab yourself that if you haven't already, and I will put a link in the show notes. Another thing that will have an impact on how you feel is the lighting in the room. So if you want to chill out and create an ambience, as I've already mentioned, you need low lighting, so you want lots of lamps. Also think about having a dimmer switch as well. If you're in the kitchen, your needs, you may want to feel a bit different. So you would need good overhead lights so you can see what you're doing. I know this all sounds really obvious, but it is so often forgotten. And sometimes you don't actually realise these things until you're actually, after you've done all your makeover and you're living in the space and think, oh, you know, I can't see what I'm chopping up. Or you're sitting in your living room thinking, oh, that colour's, I can't relax because of that colour. So yeah, so important to plan before you actually start doing the doing. So you also want to think about what interior styles you like and what style the rest of your home is. So if, for example, you've got loads of vintage things in the whole of your home, then it's important to try and incorporate this in the room that you're making over, unless you want a total change, of course, then you'd have to start again. But yeah, think about the things that you like and the kind of things that you've got in the rest of your house, and make sure that everything is cohesive. And if you want to know a bit more about interior styles, you can listen to episode 10 of the podcast. Another important thing when you're at the planning stage is, of course, your budget. So you need to know where the money is coming from prior to planning the room, because obviously if you've got a small budget, then you need to think about maybe buying some of the items pre-loved from Facebook Marketplace or eBay, or maybe splurging on one main piece of furniture and then getting the rest of your furniture and accessories from more budget shops or online from budget places. So your budget is something that you should definitely consider at the planning stage of your makeovers. Now, one of the most important things that will create the most impact, and I know it's not always possible, but if it is possible, this is an absolute game changer. And that is if you can live in the space first before you actually make plans for how you're going to decorate it or what furniture you're going to have, etc. So as I mentioned before, I'm currently going through the whole house again for these exact reasons. So I'll give you another example. I have a laundry room. I'm very lucky to have a laundry room. I really appreciate the fact that I've got a separate room that I can do my washing in. I know if you're in the States, then this is quite normal, but in the UK, maybe it's not so normal. And a lot of people have their washing machine and tumble dryer, whatever, in their kitchen. So I'm really lucky to have a separate laundry room. And it's the first time I had one. I didn't have one at my old house. So when I decorated it, I came up with, for a reason that I can't tell you why, I came up with the idea of having a TV in my laundry room so that I could watch it when I was ironing. And I'll tell you this now, there is no room in the space to do ironing. So I never did any ironing in there. I always did it in the kitchen. And so that TV, quickly, I probably used it twice. So it was never used, basically. So that was the difference between what I thought I would be doing in there, but what actually happened in reality. And I actually did a reel on my laundry room makeover, and it went viral. Well, it wasn't the actual makeover. It was the planning, what I was planning to do. I don't know why it went viral. Maybe it was because people thought my accent was funny, or because I did a kick at the end on the worktop. But you'll have to go over to my Instagram and have a look. I think it's pinned to the top of my reels because it's the most engagement and views I ever had on a reel. So yeah, I'm going off point here. Where was I? Also in the laundry room, the storage wasn't really organised properly. I put a few cupboards in there and things just ended up getting chucked in there all the time and I could never find what I wanted. So when I redecorated the laundry room, I actually put shelving in there and I've got storage baskets and storage jars, so I know exactly where everything is. And I also did a reel on that too about how you can make, when you're making over a room, you need to take into account the practical side of things as well as the aesthetic side of things. So you may be able to find that one if you go over to my Instagram account too. I'm at Caradice Interiors, and if you're not following me, give me a follow, and there is also a link to it in the show notes. So regarding living in the space first, that obviously happened the same in our living room. As I mentioned earlier, we found that our chairs all being in one big row just didn't work. So living in the space first, when we redecorated it, we did it totally differently. So if you do have, I mean, obviously I'm not asking you to move into somewhere and not have any furniture so you're sitting on the floor. Obviously, you know, you've got to have a seat. But what I'm saying is, if before you make any big purchases or do any big makeovers, I know it's hard because I'd find it hard to do as well. But, you know, just walloping the walls, getting maybe your furniture from your old house or some basic furniture, and living in the space first, you'll know exactly what you want from it then. You'll be able to answer all the questions that I've been speaking about now. Where do I need a socket? Where do I sit and look at my phone? So I need a USB point. Things like that. I know it sounds silly, but you won't know those things until you've actually spent time in the space. So if you found this episode useful, or anything you've learned from any of my podcast episodes useful, then as I said at the beginning, I would really appreciate it if you would leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. That will really help the show to grow. And I love reading all the reviews. And as I said, I may even read yours in one of my future episodes. So if you've got any questions about planning for your makeovers, then go on over to the Facebook group. If you haven't joined, then just click to join and I will accept it within a couple of days, and you can ask any questions that you've got over there regarding this episode. And I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor Podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.